Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio. People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, the publication consumers trust to find first-class business professionals. In this segment, we're going to be talking about affordable marketing solutions that will get you noticed. My guest today is the designer, developer, programmer, and owner of Metro Atlanta's labeled Created, a multimedia design and development firm. They handle everything from websites to corporate identity and brand development to eye-catching digital and print media. Labeled Creative develops affordable tools that will get your business or talent noticed. We are grateful and honored to have on the phone today a woman whose clients include Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, entrepreneurs, and upcoming artists, Ms. Stacy Jackson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. How are you today?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Thank you. Stacy, let's get right into it because we know you're extremely busy, okay?
Yes.
What is marketing, and why is it so important to be noticed?
In a nutshell, marketing is getting the word out about your business and enticing customers to buy your products and or services. It's important to be noticed because being noticed increases your traffic, and increasing traffic increases the bottom line, which is the dollar. So it's great to have to make your customers see you.
Well, why is marketing such a big expense, and how can its cost be reduced?
Well, marketing actually isn't an expense at all. It's an investment. It's one that should repay you, and if it doesn't, you need to rethink your marketing plan. But if you don't market, you won't have any business. No shoppers will be there to buy your products or services. You can reduce marketing costs by doing it yourself. There are many tools out there that allow you to create your own website, business cards, and brochures, et cetera. But if you do this, I would suggest you get advice from friends and prospective clients to ensure your designs and ideas make sense. You can also find free and low-cost outlets, and you can establish a good relationship with a good multimedia firm because discounts can always be offered. And once you establish a good relationship, you understand what your client needs and wants, and sometimes costs can be cut that way.
Well, what are some of the methods a business can use to stand out?
First, having an appealing logo, having a good brand. Business cards that are attractive and reflect your company and your services positively and effectively. Business forms, all of your business forms are methods a way for your business to stand out. Having brochures, a good signage, and obviously a website.
Well, how can a good brand image make an impact?
Well, having a good brand image makes you stand out. People do judge books by their covers, unfortunately, and people are drawn to what's attractive. So if you have a good image that is easily recognizable and very attractive, people will be more drawn to your company or service. Having a good brand image inspires confidence. It makes the customer think that you have an established product, and it carries connotations of a higher quality. It also sets a standard of expectation. Having a good brand makes customers assume that you have a good quality product and or service, and it can convince customers to spend more money with you because if they think you're high quality, they'll be willing to give you more money in premium dollar for your service.
What is a simple definition of a good brand image?
A simple definition of a good brand image is one that stands out, one that's clever, one that's colorful, one that makes an impact when you see it.
Well, are there low to no cost ways for effective marketing and advertising?
Yes. You can advertise relatively free on the Internet by some of the free outlets. You have Facebook, MySpace, Craigslist. YouTube is also good because you could always record video of whatever you want. You can make your own mini commercial, and properly tagged, it can be placed on the internet and available for searching. Having a website is also a really low cost way in the bottom line, in the long run, because it can save on cost of having an actual print catalog. It can save on print costs. So having a website is key. And if a lot of customers try to look you up and you're not on the internet, you may miss out on a few prospective buyers. Putting your website on everything is a low-cost way to market. Email mailings, press releases, writing articles, having coupons with Google. If you offer ads, goods or services for a discounted rate and you sign up to Google, they'll put your ad on other people's Gmail accounts. So it's a good way to be seen. And SEO, which is search engine optimization, is a good way to market, because a fully optimized website that can be found in a Yahoo or Google search is one that's very effective and will drive more customers to your business.
Well, what are some other ways being noticed can be affordable?
In terms of advertising, finding small publications that target specific markets, these publications typically have ad space available at very low cost. Finding a good, affordable, and creative marketing advertising firm is key, and always ensure you have well-developed and designed ads. Linking to other websites is affordable because it's virtually free. You just have to make sure you have reciprocal links to other people. Writing articles, as I mentioned before, is very effective and affordable. Having networking, going to networking events, having events of your own, and having good print materials. And remember that repetition is everything, and always include your email address and website on everything you can.
And finally, before we wrap up, are there any other things you'd like to leave our listeners with as far as being noticed?
Just make sure you're properly represented when you present yourself. A business card is usually your first point of impact, so make sure that business card produces that wow factor, makes other people want to find out more about your business. And take the time to market and take the time to make sure your ads and all of your materials are very professionally designed and, again, give you that wow factor.
Well, for more information, how can our listeners reach you?
They can reach me at designs@labeledcreative.com and at my website, labeledcreative.com, and I'm going to spell that because it's a little different. That would be www.labeledcreative.com.
All right. Well, Ms. Stacy Jackson, owner of Metro Atlanta's Labeled Creative, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to Atlanta's top business professionals, like Ms. Stacy Jackson. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another marvelous job. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And while there, be sure to check out our digital publication. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.